The following program is brought to you in living color.
I saved my first drink to have with you. Here.
No, no, Rick, not tonight.
Especially tonight.
Oh, I'm so glad you two could make it to our wine and cheese party.
Oh, thank you.
Let's go inside. Yeah.
It's The Wine Crush, the show that's all about the grape and the lifestyle it creates. Now, here's your host for The Wine Crush, Laura Lawson.
Copernicus called, and you are not the center of the universe.
Welcome to The Wine Crush. I'm Laura Lawson, your favorite Chardonnay guzzling diva, and you are listening to the show that's all about the grape and all its glory, all the vine, all the time, everything you ever wanted to know about wine, but were afraid to ask. That's what we're here for. We are your online media resource for everything about the vine. And I don't know about you. I don't know if I have a great, savvy bunch of listeners who have planned ahead and they are on top of this. But are you aware that Thanksgiving is 2 weeks away? I am absolutely, totally floored. I figured we barely just got Halloween. For some reason, I still think it should be Labor Day. And little Laura Smales comes up to me and said, "We're talking turkey today." I'm like, "Why? I have enough turkeys I work with. Why, what difference does it make?" She's like, "No, it's Thanksgiving." I'm like, "Oh, alrighty then." So that is exactly what we are going to do today, is we're going to talk turkey. Yeah, you can count on the fact that I'm not going to talk about the bird. However, I do have a guest that is more than capable of doing it. We have Richard Hake. He is the chef and owner of Winery Chefs. He was our resident chef there for a while before we just totally got off the food idea. And he worked for Robert Mondavi, and he would call in and give us great recipes and great advice. And today, he is going to help us, and he's going to answer some of your questions and emails. Because at the close of the last show, I did ask y'all, let me know what you're thinking. Let's plan ahead for the holiday season. What do you want to know about? What do you want to hear about? Well, my God, you listened to me. I never thought you'd listen to me. I didn't think you paid attention to me. I thought you just called to torment Kent. But no, in fact, a lot of you sent in emails. So in doing so, we are going to answer your wine emails. We're going to answer your food emails and have a lot of fun.
You have a very commanding presence, so people follow orders.
Only when they see me. Apparently over the radio it doesn't work. I've gotten to where it works over the phone. I can scare the pants off anybody over the phone, and in person there's just no contest. But apparently I've got to work on that pervasive, persuasive matter when it comes to the radio.
No, I think you have it down.
You think so, huh?
No.
Is that just because of the mood I'm in today?
That's it. That's part of it. The office called and said, "Look out."
Yes, it's always nice to know. Kent does get warnings. I work with Laura Smales in several capacities. So she will actually give Kent storm warnings. Hurricane coming through, batten down the hatches. And I always know when those phone calls have been made before I get to the studio, because Kent, number one, stays behind closed doors till 30 minutes before airtime.
Right.
And two, he'll just kind of sneak in, "Hello, Miss Lawson. Hello, Miss Lawson. How are you today?"
Today was a Category 5 tornado warning, so just in case you're wondering.
Which, from what I hear, usually results in some of the best shows, because I tend to mock people, make fun of them, abuse the French, and just really disavow everything that I really care about.
We could go to war with the French today, folks.
Which always would be a good thing. Speaking of which, it is that time of year where the most illustrious wine is released. Yes, the third Thursday in November, Beaujolais Nouveau comes out. Now, listen, I understood there's a tradition. I get the fact that it's a neat idea and people are excited about it. But ultimately, all the hoopla, all the great lead up to have a bottle of Gamay that's still a little bit fizzy is not exciting to me. So for those of you who are going to call in and ask me what my opinion is on the new release of the 2010 Beaujolais Nouveau, I don't care. I haven't tasted it. I don't need to taste it. I'll tell you. I'm sure it's great. It's wonderful. And if it's going to be the third bottle of wine you drink tonight, then more power to you. I hope you enjoy it. But past that, if I want to drink buttermilk, I will have a big glass of buttermilk, put cornbread in it, and go from there. So there, before you even bother to ask, that is my opinion of Beaujolais Nouveau. So, Kent, how's that? Am I off to a good start?
We're off to the storm warning early.
All right. Well, because it is Thanksgiving, and it's funny, I did take a moment to look past over Thanksgiving shows, and I talk about the glossy magazines, I talk about the birds, I talk about the Thanksgivings that don't happen. But the one thing I have done is I've been fairly traditional when it comes to my wine recommendations for Thanksgiving dinner. And I wanted to get off the beaten track a little bit this year. Now, I usually recommend champagne. Y'all are sick of hearing about champagne. I get that. I understand that. And, of course, you know me. There's going to be several bottles of Chardonnay involved in my cooking that stupid turkey this year. So word to those of you who are going to have to eat my Thanksgiving dinner, I will be drinking when the bird goes in. So keep that in mind and keep your eye on the oven and keep the fire extinguisher handy. But past that, we need something that's going to blend, because it seems like every year people get excited about Thanksgiving. And the more regional specialties you hear about as we become a bigger melting pot culture, it's not just traditional. You know, some people don't have ham. Some people don't just have turkey. Some people don't just have standing rib roast. So when you start getting groups of people together, and they start bringing their favorite dishes, or if you're doing a potluck kind of Thanksgiving, you look around the table and you think, wow, it is going to be near impossible to match all this. This is why I always advocate champagne. But this year I'm going to do something a little bit different. I'm going to recommend a Pinot Gris. Now, a lot of times we have talked about Pinot Gris in conjunction with Pacific Rim cuisine, and it has that nice acidity. It does have some fruit to it. It has a hint of sweetness sometimes that will help balance that out. But if you really think about what I just described, it's perfect for Thanksgiving. With a little acidity, it'll cut through the gravy, and any kind of the cheese soufflés, the traditional green bean casserole, all the heavy butter that tends to go on the pastas or anything else that's served, the acidity cuts through that. It has a creaminess to it, which balances that out. And the, like I said, the acidity will cut through anything else on the table. It will actually still, depending on the Pinot Gris you pick, help with that green bean and help occasionally with asparagus. Note, I'm not saying it matches asparagus. I'm saying you can get through it. So this year's white wine recommendation to talk turkey is the 2009 Etude Pinot Gris out of Carneros. I really enjoy this wine. I also think it's really cool. It comes in the tall, skinny bottle, and it looks great on the table. So the Aunt Shelley that's sitting there and says, I only drink Gewurztraminer on Thanksgiving, she'll enjoy the Pinot Gris. She will. She'll think it's Gewurztraminer. Just don't let her have her glasses in the bottle close enough.
Does she really talk like that?
No, it's usually with a more southern drawl, and it's usually after a little bit more scotch, and usually there's some kind of cane involved.
Oh.
And so that commandeering presence, once again, let me remind you, anytime it comes to holidays and talking about this, I am the wallflower of my family. I am the quiet, the unassuming, the one that tends to fade in the background, and I'll just let your mind go from there. I keep telling you that, and you keep looking at me like deer in the headlights.
That is amazing.
So, yes, for our listeners, there are more of me out there, and they are worse. Anyway, getting back to my wine recommendation, Etude Pinot Gris 2009. You have the stone fruit, so you have the peaches, you have the apricot. You get some honeysuckle on it. You get some jasmine, so you get that sweetness that will go well, even with cranberry sauce, and those lovely congealed jello molds that somehow appear out of everywhere when it comes to Thanksgiving and holidays. It will cut through that. But because it has malolactic fermentation, it doesn't have malolactic fermentation, the acidity stands up and it will go through anything. The acidity has the minerality. Wonderful, refreshing, good. What's great about the Pinot Gris is I am fairly certain that it's not kicking in at the usual 15-8 of the Chardonnays that I'm drinking lately. So you can have several bottles and still be coherent at the table, which does help. So, for those of you who don't like your white wine at Thanksgiving, of course, I have to have a red wine recommendation. Now, I know occasionally we talk value here, but it is Thanksgiving, and it kind of has a theme this year. Now, the way I look at it, they say, believe it or not, that Thanksgiving is the most traveled holiday in the United States. I would have argued that fact forever if you've ever been in the airport around Christmas Eve, if you've ever been in around 4th of July, if you've ever been in it, oh, I don't know, any random Friday. But Thanksgiving is the most traveled. So what better red wine to pick than En Route? Now, I'm sure the people at Far Niente are cringing. They want to call it En Route, En Route. I don't know. Bottom line is En Route, E-N-R-O-U-T-E, Pinot Noir. Now, this is out of, it's around Sebastopol. It's from the Russian River area. This wine is outstanding. It doesn't have that overwhelming cotton candy flavor sometimes you get out of Russian River Pinots. It's got the perfect balance of that great earthiness. It does have the mushrooms. It does have the truffles. But it's still got, I don't know the best way to put it, it still has the red fruit to it. It does have the minerality. It does have the earthiness. But yet you still get fresh, red, vibrant. So for those of you who are doing the cranberry sauce, for those of you who are doing hams, for those of you who are doing things that lend more towards the gamey side, for those of you who are going to put Bambi on your table for Thanksgiving, the En Route will cut through it. And it does make an exceptional presence at the table with its pretty label. So those are your two wine recommendations. En Route Pinot Noir from Far Niente. It's definitely worth the money for this special occasion. And Etude Pinot Blanc, Pinot Gris from Carneros. So there, something new and different for Thanksgiving. We're going to take a small break right here, but when we return, I'm going to answer some of your questions about wine for Thanksgiving, and then we will get down to the heart of the matter and have Richard Hake talk to us a little bit about the grand cooking of the bird.
Laura Lawson's got more Wine Crush in just a moment.
She had kisses sweeter than wine.
Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway announcement.
Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, against the better judgment of our management team, we're going to prove to you once and for all that Proactiv works. So if you want to try it, give us a call, because we're going to let a million people try Proactiv and receive our legendary refining face mask free if you call right now.
You heard it. Be one of the first callers and you'll receive a 60-day trial of Proactiv Solution risk-free, plus a free refining face mask when you call 1-800-727-8614.
Proactiv's combination therapy system uses prescription-grade acne medicine and soothing spa-quality botanicals to create a powerful acne-fighting system. It's so effective it transforms blemishes and bumps into clear, smooth skin.
You can have beautiful, healthy-looking skin. Put us to the test and we'll prove it. Get your risk-free 60-day trial plus a free refining face mask. Call toll-free now, 1-800-727-8614. That's 1-800-727-8614.
You've been hearing and seeing good things about Z-Max Micro Lubricant everywhere, and you're curious, what is Z-Max Micro Lubricant? Well, it's the only pure micro lubricant that penetrates into the metal of your engine to clean out deposit buildup, improve gas mileage, and your engine's performance. Go ahead, get a bottle, add Z-Max to your oil and gas. It's easy to do. Get Z-Max at a retail performance partner near you, and you'll experience a smoother, stronger running, better performing engine. Z-Max it.
Let us wine and dine you. Visit GoPRN.com and enter the Sonoma Wine and Dine Sweepstakes. You could be the winner of a trip for two to Infineon Raceway for the NASCAR Sprint Cup Series race in June 2011. You'll also win two suite tickets, Gold Garage and Pit Passes to the race, plus two round-trip airline tickets, four-night hotel accommodations, a helicopter ride to and from the track, transportation to and from the airport and for the wine tour, dinner in San Francisco, and $5,000 cash. For official rules and to enter, head to GoPRN.com and click on the banner.
Confessions of a Potentially Perfect Parent, brought to you by AdoptUsKids.org.
I might look like an adult, like a person who could possibly be a parent, but I have no idea how to talk like one. And everyone knows that if you want to be a parent, you have to sound good when you say things like, "Don't make me turn this car around," or "Because I said so," or "Don't make me come back there." I don't even really know what those things mean, but I know that I actually believed my parents when they said them to me. How did they manage to sound so convincing? Here we go. "Don't make me come back there." Ugh, no, that's not tough enough at all. Kids can sense weakness. "Don't make me come back there." Ooh, yeah, that's better. In fact, that kind of sounded like my dad. Weird.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. There are thousands of teens in foster care who would love to listen to you practice your dad voice. Call 1-888-200-4005 or visit AdoptUsKids.org for more information. This message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt Us Kids, and the Ad Council.
Honey, put this on top of the minivan.
We're only going for 2 weeks. You want me to back the kitchen sink, too?
Well, is there room?
Hey, you guys, you going on vacation?
Who's that?
I don't know.
Because we're planning on robbing your house tonight.
All right, I'm calling an alarm service.
Wouldn't it be great if you could be warned of life's risks? If you have diabetes, you can. There's a simple blood test called A1C that can help measure your risk of complications from diabetes. Why is it important? Because more than 600 people every day die from diabetes and its complications. If your A1C is above 7, your doctor can show you how to lower it. If you have diabetes, know your risk. Know your A1C. Ask your doctor, or for more information, go to www.diabetesa1c.org or call 1-877-TEST-A1C. Brought to you by the American Diabetes Association, Juvenile Diabetes Research Foundation International, and the Ad Council.
The Wine Crush. I'm Laura Lawson, and apparently Kent has decided to rock out and just decide to ignore me for the rest of the day.
You said I got too mellow last week. So
we've got to find a happy medium here.
Yeah.
All right. So I do mean it. I want the show to be about you. I want to know your questions. I want to know your line of thinking. There are a lot of things that we all have questions about. I've sat in several presentations and thought, I'd really like the answer to that question. But one, I don't want to look like an ass by asking it. Or two, I know if I ask the question, people will think I'm just showing off. So I tend to keep my mouth shut, shockingly enough. But I don't need that from you. We have too many ways for you to reach out to me. Laura Lawson at winecrush.com. Info at winecrush.com as you're perusing the site and getting some neat ideas for holidays. Feel free just to pop a quick email. Or, of course, you can call and drop a call on the wine line because Kent does get lonely. 877-4-CRUSH-1 and let us know what's on your mind. Now, some of you kindly and thankfully did this at the end of the blog, so I have some of your emails. Now, for some reason, I don't know whether it was a disconnect. I have no names or where you're calling from or emailing from, but we'll run through it. And if you know it's your question, you can tell everyone, hey, that was me. That was my question. All right. So emails. Is it rude if I only have a red available at my dinner on Thanksgiving? I found a great Pinot Noir that I would like everyone to try. Ultimately, is it rude? I'm not an etiquette master, contrary to popular belief. But no, absolutely, it is not rude to only have red wine. Is it in your best interest to only have red wine? Probably not. Two things to think about. One, yes, people do like to try wines. People like to experiment. I understand that you have this great new Pinot. Perhaps it's en route. And you want everyone to sample it. And you know that there's some diehard white drinkers out there. Well, I'll only drink white. Make them taste it. Yes, they have to taste it. But are you going to truly limit their experience? Now, once again, you're not being rude. You're hosting the dinner, you're cooking, you're putting it all together. If you want to serve iced tea, it doesn't matter. If you want to serve little individual cans, it doesn't matter. Whatever you're serving is going to be fine. But if you want to totally maximize the dinner, yes, you need a red and a white. It does help. Something else to think about. Here's a friendly reminder. Here's my favorite Thanksgiving tip. When you have too much red wine and someone accidentally knocks the glass over and you get the red wine on the white table linens, remember, immediately pour white wine on top of the red wine, dump some salt on it, and it will negate it. Same holds true for beige pants. I learned that the hard way, but yes, it will work. So see, right there is a good reason for you to have white wine at the dinner table for all your drunk friends who are going to spill their red. So I encourage you. I like the fact you picked a Pinot Noir, but you really do need to have a bottle of white hanging out. If you're going to go to that much trouble, the whole point is to make sure everyone's enjoying their festivities. Especially if you've decided to invite me, which I noticed somewhere on the question, you never invited me to dinner. I might take that kind of personally if I didn't have some other questions to make fun of. So speaking of that, moving on, I have another email. This one is, what is Beaujolais wine? My mother becomes obsessed with it each holiday season, and I cannot find it anywhere for her. See the opening of the show. Beaujolais Nouveau, that's what we're talking about. It's called Gamay. And I guess your mother is talking about Beaujolais Nouveau and all the pretty labels and all the colors, and they tend to be purple and orange and yellow and look really pretty sitting on the counter. Once again, if your mother loves the wine, more power to her. Go buy her a couple bottles. Just whatever you do, don't make her make you drink it. I don't think you'll enjoy it. Now, I will make my sidebar here. I am not making fun of you who enjoy Beaujolais Nouveau. I understand the whole buildup to it, the excitement of being able to taste that at midnight on that Thursday. I get the festivities around it. I'm just saying for that amount of money, there's a lot of other great wines to get excited about. It does not have to be that one at that particular hour, at that particular day. But bottom line is, to our listener who emailed Beaujolais wine, chances are, if it's around the holidays, your mother is talking about Beaujolais Nouveau. Go into any Mega Mart, and I do mean any with a capital A-N-Y. And trust me, after that Friday after the third Thursday in November, you're going to find it stacked to the ceiling. As a matter of fact, you'll probably find it stacked to the ceiling come January, and it'll still be there in April, and you get my point. Anyway, so good luck finding that. Now, Beaujolais is also produced, and it's a region south of Burgundy. And there are some amazing Beaujolais that come out of that. Once again, made from the Gamay grape. They have 10 different communes, and the wines are great. Moulin Avey, Julien. Now, those wines are definitely worth getting into day in and day out, but some of those can get pricey. If you're looking just for a fun day in, day out, Louis Jadot makes a Beaujolais and a Beaujolais Village that I would certainly recommend. Those, great. Beaujolais Nouveau, bad. That's me slapping your hand. No. Okay, moving on. See, I need sound effects.
Hey, man, you do. I can dub in some good stuff here if you want.
You got a shotgun? Tell me you have a shotgun.
I have a shotgun.
Okay, we'll have to find that in a little
bit.
Hold
on.
All right. I have another email. I found four great appetizer recipes for the holidays and would like to have a perfect wine to complement each. Well, bless your heart, you said perfect wine. So me trying to make a perfect food and wine pairing off these appetizers, you're on your own. We are going to save your email for Richard. Next email. I am invited to my in-laws' neighbors for Thanksgiving dinner, but I am not sure they drink. Should I go ahead and bring a bottle of wine or just stick to a dessert or an appetizer? Well, several things to look at it. Number one, your in-laws, I'm going to assume you get along well with them if you're going to go to their house to go to their neighbor's house. Do your in-laws drink? If your in-laws drink, there's a safe bet that their neighbors do, and yes, you're fine bringing wine. If your in-laws don't drink, then definitely do not bring a bottle of wine to their friend's house. You can bring a dessert. You can bring an appetizer. However, if you have to put up with your in-laws, you don't know them that well, and you have to go to their neighbor's house on top of it, there definitely needs to be a bottle of wine in your future. Whether you have it chilled in a cooler in the car, whether you drink it on the way to the in-laws, or as my best friend tends to do, she hides it in the bathroom, and she just looks like she has to relieve herself a lot. But I would strongly encourage you to get as much of that down as humanly possible if you're not going to take wine. So I wish I could be a little more concrete and a little more helpful, but that's the best guideline I can give you. If your in-laws drink, definitely bring wine. Once again, if you aren't sure and you have to go to somebody's house, a bottle of port, a bottle of sherry, or a bottle of champagne are always acceptable gifts. Now, if it's totally a teetotaling household, you have brought a hostess gift. You have shown that you care and you're appreciative of being invited into their homes. They very well may pour that bottle of wine down the sink before the door even closes behind you. But if they aren't totally, they can use the sherry to cook with. They can use the port to cook with. They can use it for different things. So keep that in mind as you're going through. Here's another email. Are wine glasses a good holiday gift? Is there a brand or type that you recommend? This, too, is a loaded question. I find wine glasses are an outstanding and personal gift, especially being in the wine business. I have given people wine glasses forever. I just think it's great. You can get good deals on them, good values. I prefer Spielgal. I like a Riedel. They both do nice jobs, so keep that in mind. But ultimately, if this is someone you know well, and unless you've been to their house and drunk out of mismatched mason jars, don't give them wine glasses. Save that for an associate. We're going to take a small break right here, but when we return, we will actually venture into the food territory of this and let a master take over.
Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway announcement.
Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, against the better judgment of our management team, we're going to prove to you once and for all that Proactive works. So if you want to try it, give us a call, because we're going to let a million people try Proactive and receive our legendary refining face mask free if you call right now.
You heard it. Be one of the first callers and you'll receive a 60-day trial of Proactive Solution risk-free, plus a free refining face mask when you call 1-800-727-8614.
Proactive's combination therapy system uses prescription-grade acne medicine and soothing spa-quality botanicals to create a powerful acne-fighting system. It's so effective it transforms blemishes and bumps into clear, smooth skin.
You can have beautiful, healthy-looking skin. Put us to the test and we'll prove it. Get your risk-free 60-day trial plus a free refining face mask. Call toll free now, 1-800-727-8614. That's 1-800-727-8614.
What would you do if you had to choose between the buffalo and the giraffes, between a flower or an elephant? What would you choose? What if you had to decide between a 100-year-old tree and a 1,000,000-year-old beech? Between drinking clean water or breathing clean air? Would you make the right choice? Would there be a right choice? Now there's a way to help. Not just one, but all these things. EarthShare, the world's leading environmental groups working together. It's one choice we can all live with.
This ad sponsored by Ad Council and EarthShare.
We are talking about our world today. Oh, and someone's on the line.
Hi, I'm Jacqueline.
Welcome, Jacqueline. How old are you? You sound so young.
I'm 8.
Oh, wow. I assume you're a student, right?
Yes, from Jefferson Elementary. And I have a question.
Sure. And what's your question?
We all know the Earth has 7 continents that currently carry 193 countries. Those continents make up 29% of the Earth's surface, meaning that the vast majority of our planet, 71%, is comprised of water. Taking into consideration man automatically adapts to environmental conditions, why is it that I need to take swimming lessons?
Are you ready for kids who eat healthy? Good nutrition can lead to great things. To find out how a healthy lifestyle can help your child succeed, go to mypyramid.gov. A public service announcement brought to you by the Ad Council and USDA.
From the vantage point, Mafatu saw 6 war canoes drawn up on the beach. But what held the boy's eyes in awful trance were the figures springing and leaping about the flames, darting, shifting, bounding toward the sky. The eaters of men. Cannibals. Firelight glistened on their oiled bodies, on flashing spears and bristling decorations. Mafatu watched the strange scene, powerless to move, and he felt doom itself breathing chill upon his neck. In that very instant, he heard a crashing in the undergrowth. 4 figures were tearing toward him through the jungle. He could see them now. He turned and ran blindly down the trail, slipping, sliding, stumbling, his breath all but choking in his throat. Only one thought gave him courage as he ran. His canoe ready and waiting. If only he could reach it before the savages overtook him. Explore new worlds. Find out what happens next by reading the book Call It Courage by Armstrong Sperry. For other great book ideas, visit literacy.gov.
The Wine Crush.
When I get older, losing my head, many years from now, will you still be sending me a Valentine? Birthday greetings, bottle of wine.
You're listening to The Wine Crush. I'm Laura Lawson, and we are entertaining ourselves here today. But outside of that, I know that all of you are just hanging on the edge of your seat to hear about food here on The Crush for a change. And our guest, I think, probably holds the record for the most appearances on The Wine Crush. Now, either this man is just a glutton for punishment, or he just really enjoys my company. Now, the truth is probably somewhere in the middle. Richard, welcome to The Wine Crush.
Hey, Laura, glad to be back. I'm a fan of your Southern accent. That's why I keep coming back.
Well, if I remember correctly, you're a good old Southern boy anyway who has a penchant for barbecue.
Yes, and suffering through a tough season for our Georgia Bulldogs right now. So,
oh, good Lord, we couldn't buy a team. Oh, wait, I'm sorry, that's Auburn. All right, never mind. got to get my dig in where I can. Well, this is Richard Hake.
Exactly.
He has been with us before, back when he was at Robert Mondavi, but now he is chef and owner of Winery Chefs, and you can find him at winerychefs.com. But today, he is going to join us, and he is going to be my better and wiser half as we walk through Talking Turkey in the Thanksgiving Show. So, Richard, what have you been up to in preparing? Can you believe we're preparing for Thanksgiving? Has this really sunk in with you?
It has. I've got a lot of, everyone's crazy about the heritage breed turkeys out here in California.
About the what? The heritage free?
Heritage breed, and those are the original older breeds of turkeys before they became domesticated. And so I've got a lot of farmers that have a lot of turkeys. They want to offload on me.
You've got a lot of turkeys that are farmers that are trying to offload what on you? I'm sorry, we're having one of those days. But I swear you said heritage
here.
Free. I thought you said that these turkeys have no heritage. I'm like, well, how'd they get there?
Well, I guess it's just something that Ben Franklin came up with, trying to make it our national mascot instead of the bald eagle. And so that's where the heritage comes from. We can thank Ben Franklin.
I like that. It's certainly the mascot here at PRN where we record, so we understand that. All right, I promise I will get on track and have a little fun with you today. So you're preparing turkeys. You have people coming after you to actually tell you how to cook turkeys, to cook them turkeys. How are you involved in all this?
Well, I'm involved with it from the turducken to the fried turkey to the roasted turkey to the debone it and stuffed turkey. So I've got several ways I'm preparing it for some of our wineries here in Napa Valley. But I keep pushing the fried turkey more than anything else. And every time I do a fried turkey out here, people love it, and they're convinced that's the way to cook turkeys.
I don't doubt it. I love fried turkey, but don't they say that there's more fires and more injuries now on Thanksgiving than ever because people try and do this at home?
If you want to turn go to YouTube and look that up, yeah, it's great to watch these people set their decks on fire. But with a little direction, a little research, you can get it down where the oil doesn't overflow and the turkey drops into the oil, and 45 minutes later, your 20-pound bird is cooked.
Yeah, my goose is usually cooked when my bird actually cooks in 45 minutes. But ultimately, you think about it. Here we are. We're on a wine show. We're talking about food and wine pairings. And if you're going to be drinking a wine, you don't need to be anywhere near that fryer.
Well, Laura, I know that usually you like to roast your turkey. It takes 2 to 3, sometimes 4 hours, depending on how much family. And it's, what, a bottle of wine an hour?
Exactly. See, you understand this. I'm glad you grasp it. Well, speaking of which, so what are you? Obviously, you're going to have to cook your little fingers to death all the way through Napa Valley. What are you doing for Thanksgiving? What are they going to have at the Hake household?
Well, actually, we're going to we like to fry our turkey, and then my wife is from southeastern Georgia, so we're going to do a lot of southern traditional items with that. We're going to do the green bean casserole, the broccoli and rice casserole. I'll do an oyster stuffing with some California oysters in my bread stuffing. We'll make the giblet gravy, and we'll do a pumpkin pie, and my wife will make her famous pecan pie.
I was about to say, if she's from southwest Georgia, it better be a pecan pie, not pumpkin.
Oh, yeah, and her uncle grows pecans, so we get a 20-pound box coming in the mail here real soon. So do
the West Coast people just line up at your door on Thanksgiving, or do they think you're insane?
I have more friends than you can ever imagine on Thanksgiving. All these expats from, we have a lot of folks in Napa that are from like New Zealand and Australia that aren't familiar with this holiday, and they all tend to line up at my house because they hear it's the best Thanksgiving dinner.
Well, you are truly a man of legend. Well, since you have the best Thanksgiving dinner out there, I'm going to put you on the spot. Last week's show, we had asked our listeners, you know, hey, listen, give us your wine questions, give us your food questions for upcoming holiday season, and we'll do our best to help you out. So I have some questions and some emails that came from listeners that I am literally going to put you on the spot and see if you can't help me sound intelligent. So you ready?
Yes, that's what I'm here for.
All right. What, to help me sound intelligent? Honey, you're going to have to work a whole lot harder.
Absolutely.
All right.
Absolutely.
All right. Here is the first email. I am eating with some friends this Thanksgiving, somewhat formal. What type of side dish should I take?
You know, I have this great roasted carrot and cured black olive dish that I make as a side dish. It's not traditional Thanksgiving, and it takes the simple carrot and elevates it to the next level. And by adding this cured black olive, it actually makes a nice side dish that pairs well with a lot of red wines.
Well, you get the carrots, you'd probably get some sweetness to it. Then you get the savoriness of the olives. That'd be a good balance.
And then I add just a little bit of cumin in there as a little bit of a nice warm spice. And it's unique, and it makes it a carrot attractive to those non-traditional carrot eaters.
Well, unless you're Bugs Bunny, the only way you're going to get a carrot down my throat is if you pour like half a cup of sugar on it and actually caramelize it for about 2 hours. So
I hate to interrupt. That would be my family in Georgia. They call them copper pennies.
Exactly. That's the only way you ever got a carrot. My worst nightmare now is I go out to a restaurant and they give me a salad. There's little orange slivers in there. It takes me 30 minutes to pick all those little carrots out. But besides that, see, great minds think alike, and you have actually given us something interesting. Now, you're going to be kind and give us these recipes so we can post them on winecrush.com, correct?
Absolutely. And the key to this is letting the carrots caramelize and get a little color on them. And we say caramelize, that does not mean burn.
Now, why are you clarifying that on my show?
Well, when I burn something in the kitchen, I tell it tell everyone I over-caramelized it. So I just don't know if some people use that same terminology.
I like it. Actually, Richard, if my husband's listening, I'm going to be so embarrassed because I lied through my teeth last night. It's finally cold down in our part of the world, and I decided I wanted some homemade chicken noodle soup because I was feeling a little peaked. So I actually got my broth out, all my vegetables, cut everything up, sauteed them. Well, I wasn't paying attention. My phone kept ringing, and I've always been told that with big soups, use your wooden spoon. So I'd set my spoon down to go answer the phone. I thought, smelling things. I'm like, wow, it's starting to smell smoky. I must have put sausage in that. More smoke came up. I'm like, oh my God, I've set my onions on fire. I had actually taken the wooden spoon, set it on the wrong eye, and I had absolutely finally set a wooden spoon on fire while I was cooking. If my husband ever finds out what I actually did to that kitchen, he's going to shoot me.
You can come see my wooden spoons. They have little burnt marks on the side when I've left them too close to the flame. So we're in the same club.
All right. So you're not just saying that to make me feel better, right?
You're hearing it from a professional chef.
Perfect. Well, speaking of hearing it from a professional chef, if you don't mind hanging out for a few minutes, we're going to take a small commercial break. But when we return, I have several more emails that you can help our listeners with.
Sounds great. I'll stick around.
All right.
For pictures, videos, show recaps, and more, become a fan of Wine Crush Radio Group on Facebook.
Are you feeling the credit card crunch, increasing prices and the cost of credit are stretching budgets and preventing people just like you from getting ahead or just catching up with their debts? American Financial Solutions is a nonprofit organization that can help you get back on track with your debts and strengthen your financial situation. We offer a customized debt management plan, not a consolidation loan or a settlement, but a renegotiation of terms with your current creditors. You could benefit from lower interest rates, reduced fees, finally having your past due accounts brought back into current status, and a single monthly payment. So if you're falling behind on your credit cards, medical bills, or accounts and collections, get your current statements together and give American Financial Solutions a call now.
Here's the number for your free debt analysis. 800-793-2153. 800-793-2153. 800-793-2153. Not all services available in all states. Terms and conditions apply.
You've been hearing and seeing good things about Z-Max Micro Lubricant everywhere, and you're curious, what is Z-Max Micro Lubricant? Well, it's the only pure micro lubricant that penetrates into the metal of your engine to clean out deposit buildup, improve gas mileage, and your engine's performance. Go ahead, get a bottle, add Z-Max to your oil and gas. It's easy to do. Get Z-Max at a retail performance partner near you, and you'll experience a smoother, stronger running, better performing engine. Z-Max it.
Let us wine and dine you. Visit GoPRN.com and enter the Sonoma Wine and Dine Sweepstakes. You could be the winner of a trip for two to Infineon Raceway for the NASCAR Sprint Cup Series race in June 2011. You'll also win two suite tickets, gold garage and pit passes to the race, plus two round-trip airline tickets, four-night hotel accommodations, a helicopter ride to and from the track, transportation to and from the airport and for the wine tour, dinner in San Francisco, and $5,000 cash. For official rules and to enter, head to GoPRN.com and click on the banner.
Mozart toasties are so very great. Kids rejoice when Mozart's on their plate.
They know they're quite nutritious
and so delicious.
They'll lick the dishes
and soon you realize how impactful your kids involvement in the arts can be.
They'll get better grades, make more friends, and express their individuality. When they learn to play some music, act or paint or dance or write creatively.
Hot from the toaster and filled with the essential creative thinking skills of an 18th century musical genius, Mozart Toasties are an important part of an arts-healthy childhood. Studies show that involvement in the arts helps kids increase test scores and promotes academic achievement. Feed your kids the arts. For 10 simple ways to learn how, visit AmericansForTheArts.org. The arts. Ask for more. Brought to you by Americans for the Arts, the NAM Foundation, and the Ad Council.
The Wine Crush.
Listening to The Wine Crush, I'm Laura Lawson. Right now we are speaking with Richard Hake. He is the chef and owner of WineryChefs.com, and he is walking me through the trauma of what is cooking for Thanksgiving. And if he's walking me through it, that means he's walking you through it. Richard, are you still with us?
I'm with you. Thanks for the West Coast song for the lead-in. I appreciate that.
Well, we do actually consider y'all kindly occasionally. You're not the French, so we have to give you a token now and then.
Well, I appreciate it.
All right, so we're still talking turkey. We're talking about Thanksgiving. You gave us a great idea for a side to take to a friend's house, the roasted carrots with black olives. So now I'm going to make sure we're going to give you another difficult question, at least what I think is a difficult question. All right, from our listeners, I am hosting dinner for friends and family. What is the one thing I should make sure is on my table? Besides a bottle of wine, a bottle of champagne.
Come on now, you knew that. I actually, it may sound silly, but...
I won't mock you too much, I promise.
Salt.
All right. I knew I loved you. No. I really did.
There's a story behind this. There's a reason why. There are a lot of wonderful salts out in the market right now, and it's one thing that... as a chef, we always heard in cooking school or in kitchens, when the head chef came by, would taste the food, and he would say, need salt. And we would always have to, it was learning how to add a little salt to our food to bring the flavors out. And so there are a lot of different flavored salts. There's smoked salts. There's flaky salt. There's coarse salt. And I put a couple different dishes of salt on the table for the guests to sprinkle on their food. And it actually can change the interaction with some of the wine you're drinking. So if you're having a big Cabernet and just the addition of a little bit more salt to your food can sometimes soften those tannins in the big Cabernet. So I think it's a fun little trick, and what every table should have is a little salt for Thanksgiving.
Well, I do like the way you think, but you have to understand, if I'm doing Thanksgiving, if I manage to get the turkey, three sides, the wine glasses, and bread on the table, I consider it an accomplishment. So the idea of having to have three different salts, look, I burned the bread by this point, forgotten the butter, but so you say the interesting salts, what, like truffle salt, something along those lines?
Yeah, that's a good idea, a little truffle salt, and then you can get some salt that has a little smoky paprika in there, and it could take that dull turkey and make it taste like that smoked wooden spoon you had for that chicken soup.
So, all right, I like the way in one sentence you encompass the fact that my turkey was going to be boring and the fact I set things on fire. You're an exceptional guest. But no, in all sincerity, I like the idea of, okay, we know, let's go ahead and clarify this for our listener. Chardonnay has to be on your table. Champagne's a good bet. Salt. But seriously, Richard, what's the one thing that everybody needs for Thanksgiving? And don't you dare say turkey.
I'm not going to say turkey.
Don't say turkey.
Killer. It's a killer dressing or stuffing, depending on how you refer to it. And
it's dressing.
From the simplest bread stuffing to a cornbread stuffing to an oyster stuffing to a chestnut stuffing, I think, or dressing, depending on how you refer to it as, because... You know, they're encouraging people not to stuff it in your turkey these days because of temperature reasons, and it's not supposed to be that safe. But that, for me, and, of course, don't forget the gravy, because if it's a dry turkey, you can drown it in the gravy.
Yeah, look, that's the third reference you've made to the fact that it's going to be boring, it's going to be dry. I assume we're going to the foregone conclusion that I'm going to screw this up, right?
Well... No, Laura, not you. You wouldn't do anything like that.
I love leaving you speechless. But ultimately, when it comes down to it, I have to agree with you. The dressing can make or break. I'm sorry. The stuffing can make or break a Thanksgiving dinner, because that's where a lot of people find the heart of their tradition. That's where they find something different. And it's also, for the record, we can get away from the food and get back to what I do. It can really influence the wine and how the wine impacts what you're having. People do different things. They do apple stuffing. They do sage and sausage. They do the oyster dressing like you're talking about. Somehow, to me, it always seems that whatever stuffing dressing is on the table sets the theme for the rest of the meal. Yes or no?
You're on fire today. You're absolutely
No, that was
right.
Yesterday. That was yesterday.
We're going to stick with that smoky fire theme for the rest of the program.
All right, I can go with that.
No, I agree. You're absolutely right. The apple stuffing, Chardonnay, the sage sausage, you can go with a Pinot or a Syrah. And then the oyster, you can go into alternative white wine like a Riesling or Gewürztraminer.
All right, now time out. No, no. You're supposed to talk food. You talk turkey, I talk wine. Get off my front porch. All right.
Well,
so,
you know, I am the winery chef.
Well, yes, I know, but bottom line, it's winery. It's not wine. You're chef, I'm wine. We'll find a good balance, I promise. All right,
sounds
speaking
good.
Of which, moving on. Last question from a listener that I can't answer. There is a group of coworkers getting together for Thanksgiving. We are going to do a potluck, but I do not like turkey. What is a good alternative to take, and should I also bring something else? So I guess what they're saying is they're going to bring some kind of meat, and should they bring another side to go with it? I think that's the gist of that email.
I have a good recipe I want to share with you, and it's delicious, and it's a non-meat item, and it's one more way to glorify the butternut squash. It's a butternut squash caramelized onion tart.
There's that caramelized word again. That means I can set something on fire.
I told you it was going to be the theme for the show. So you would caramelize the onions like you were making a French onion soup, and then you take a pie dough, your basic pie dough recipe, put those onions down, and thinly slice some squash, and put a Gruyere or a Parmesan cheese on top of that and bake it. And it's a perfect side dish. And if someone doesn't like turkey, having that with all the sides, it's a good vegetarian option as well for those that are attending your Thanksgiving Day feast and don't like to eat meat.
So is it kind of like a squash quiche kind of thing, or is it more?
Yeah, it's kind of no egg, it's nice and hearty. It's kind of like a free-form butternut squash pie.
Oh, okay. We can handle that. Well, Richard, for our listeners, I have gotten carried away, and we're going to have to cut this short. All of our recipes will be on the website, plus a couple more that Richard, I believe, has thrown out for the goodwill of my heart, so I do not set everything I touch on fire. But, Richard, it has been such a pleasure to have you back on The Crush. I have missed bantering with you, and we are just going to have to get you back more often, because I definitely need some cooking help.
We'll make it a New Year resolution. Have Richard Hake back on the Wine Crush more often.
That's what we can do. We'll have you around the first week of New Year's, and we'll go over what our food resolutions are for the year.
Sounds great.
Well, Richard, thank you again. I hope you all have a great Thanksgiving. I hope the line outside your house is not too long. And good luck on that pecan pie. I hope you enjoy it.
Thank you very much. You too. Have a great Thanksgiving.
All right. We're going to take a small break right here on The Crush. But when we return, we will wrap up today's show, and we will finally quit talking turkey.
Need a wine recommendation for a party? Want Laura to address something on the show? Email her at lauralawson@winecrush.com.
Term life insurance. It can be a powerful way to protect your assets and your family. You work hard to earn and save your money to build a nest egg for the future. Don't let it get wiped out because you didn't plan ahead. Take the time now and make a small investment in $500,000 or more in quality term life insurance. Call the Term Lifeline and let us shop the best companies to give you the lowest rates. We specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. Ask about some of our 10 and 20 year fixed rate plans with guaranteed rates. Call the Term Lifeline right now for your free insurance quote. 866-509-TERM. 866-509-TERM. You owe it to yourself to protect your family and your assets. Make term life insurance part of that plan. Call the Term Lifeline right now. 866-509-TERM. 866-509-TERM.
Let us wine and dine you. Visit GoPRN.com and enter the Sonoma Wine and Dine Sweepstakes. You could be the winner of a trip for two to Infineon Raceway for the NASCAR Sprint Cup Series race in June 2011. You'll also win two suite tickets, gold garage and pit passes to the race, plus two round-trip airline tickets, four-night hotel accommodations, a helicopter ride to and from the track, transportation to and from the airport and for the wine tour, dinner in San Francisco, and $5,000 cash. For official rules and to enter, head to GoPRN.com and click on the banner.
Don't let your car or truck turn into a clunker. Z-Max. Z-Max added to your oil and your gas tank can clean internal engine components and fuel systems, reduce engine wear, and give you better mileage. Z-Max is a pure micro lubricant that gives you a smoother, stronger running, better performing engine. These are some big claims, but they've all been backed up by some of the most rigorous testing in the industry. Z-Max Micro Lubricant, available at your favorite auto parts retailer.
Have you ever dreamed of being a karate master?
Yeah!
Well, stop dreaming and start shopping with the Karate Glove.
Hi, my name's Molly, inventor of the Karate Glove, and I have just 1.5 words for you. Hi-yah!
The Karate Glove chops through anything. Just put it on and instantly chop through wood.
Hi-hi!
Concrete.
Hi-yah!
Brick walls.
Hi-yah!
Trees.
Hi-yah!
Small cars. It can even chop through these 8 guitars. It chops things.
If I can invent a karate glove, just imagine what you can do. Visit inventnow.org to get started on your invention. Anything's possible. Keep thinking.
Brought to you by the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office, the National Inventors Hall of Fame Foundation, and the Ad Council.
It's hi-ya time!
The Wine Crush.
A bottle of white, a bottle of red.
This is Laura Lawson, and you've been listening to The Wine Crush. We have been talking turkey today. We had Richard Hake. He is the owner and chef for Winery Chefs, and I think he's given us a lot of great ideas as we move into Thanksgiving to think a little bit outside the box. But that's the key. I hope you have taken the theme of the show all the way through. It's about laughter. It's about having a good time. And it does not matter whether you can cook. It doesn't matter what you serve. It does not matter where you are. The fact is, we have hit that stretch. We've hit that time of year where it's just important to realize there are a lot of things to be thankful for. Whether we're looking back over everything that happened in the past year, or we're looking ahead to what's going to be offered for the holidays, this is that time of year to maximize it and try something different. I do mean it when I said earlier that it seems like every year we're getting into a greater mixing pot, a greater melting pot. And it doesn't matter whether you have green bean casserole, oyster dressing, if you're serving a lasagna, as long as you are enjoying what you're doing and who you're with. Yes, we all have those traumatized moments where we may have to go to our in-laws, or we're going to our neighbors, or we're going to our friends. But just remember, it's about getting around the table and enjoying one another. And that's the best advice I can give you for any wine pick, for any food pick that you are doing. It's the company you're keeping that matters more so than what's on the table. It's not the label. It's not what's in the bottle. It's what's going around the glass, not in it, that can make or break a whole wonderful, great holiday meal. So keep that in mind, even though I hope you will trust my wine recommendations, and I hope you will certainly trust what Richard did with his recipes. Keep in mind, we are here to be your online and media asset. So any questions, please call. And if you set anything on fire, by all means, please let me know. Well, as always, we are reminding you to sip socially, drink responsibly, drink what you like, not what you told. But most importantly, in vino veritas, in wine, there is truth. I'm Laura Lawson, and I'll talk with you next week.